What if it was possible to have local fresh groceries delivered right to your door? Think of all the free time you'd have. Well, Instacart gives unlimited grocery delivery for one low monthly fee. Forgot that special ingredient in your favorite dish? Instacart can deliver it to your front door in as fast as 1 hour. You can shop multiple stores, see deals in your area, and save time and money. I've been using Instacart for over 3 years. I started using them in Arizona and I'm using them here in Florida. I love the time-saving convenience. They pick the freshest products and they keep my eggs safe too. To receive your first delivery free, follow the link in the show notes so that Instacart knows that we sent you and to help support the show. Instacart. Never step foot in a grocery store again. Welcome to Empowered Within, a soul-quenching, transformational podcast that will set your soul on fire. Through candid and inspiring conversations, leading experts, celebrities, healers, and I share our journeys of how we've overcome challenges to living an empowered life from within. I'm your host, Jennifer Pilates. Welcome to another episode of Empowered Within. Hi there, and welcome to today's bonus episode. I recently had the honor of being interviewed on the podcast, Sailing Through Life, with host and my good friend, Lori Tesney. In this episode, I share why it is so important for you to discover your truth and adjust your mindset when facing life's challenges. I hope you enjoy this interview. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's bonus episode.
Hello and welcome to Sailing Through Life. I'm Lori, your host and a friend on this journey. Join me as I share conversations that give you hope, passion, and vision to live a more fulfilled life, even when going through some of life's most challenging times. Discover new ways to focus on your health and well-being through modifying your habits and self-care routines and improving your mindset. Create the life you desire by finding the positive in life and realizing the strength and resilience you have inside. This supportive community will inspire you through the life experiences of my guests, as well as hearing my own crazy, wonderful adventure. Set sail with me on this journey to health, happiness, and living your dreams. Let us show you how as you sail through life. Welcome aboard. I just want to thank you for listening today. I really appreciate you and hope to continue to bring inspiration to your day. Growing this show is so important for so many reasons. If you would like to support us, share the show with your family and friends. When you make a financial contribution, you'll also allow me to do so much more and reach more listeners with my messages of hope and empowerment. Go to sailingthroughlifepodcast.com to learn more. When you look at your life and all you've been through, the decisions that were made and where you ended up, you'll see how you were directed to have the opportunity to find the blessings in those demanding times. As crazy as that sounds, it's true. My guest, Jennifer Pilates, an empowerment coach and mentor, shares with us today the way her life's twists and turns guided and transformed her following a traumatic car accident. She started her Pilates practice over 20 years ago for her own physical rehabilitation after the accident. This appreciation for body, mind, and spirit helped her to uncover a deeper understanding of her own life and hone her intuitive abilities. Through life paths and lessons learned, your experience is created. You take with you all those intricate parts, and that forms your reality.
So if you have angst in any situation, you can try this, whatever it is. Shift your focus. Get up, go outside, move, do something different. Sit there, say 5 things that you are grateful for and mean it. Get up and literally move out of this space, and you will allow the energy to shift. When you release that tight grip, energy can flow, the universe can do its job, and miracles begin to happen.
Jennifer helps others discover their own truths, gain self-empowerment, and in turn, transform their own lives, body, mind, and spirit. Her uplifting messages will inspire you to discover your truth and adjust your mindset to live a wonderful and fulfilled life. I want to welcome my incredible guest today, Jennifer Pilates. Hi, Jennifer. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, Lori. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be a part of your podcast. And thank you to all of your listeners for welcoming me into your family. I'm so honored to be here.
Wonderful. Well, I'm sure they're going to appreciate you today because we're going to be talking about achieving the mindset that we need to overcome the challenges that we face in life, learning to be patient with ourselves and finding ways to take better care of ourselves. So Jennifer, you've been through a life-altering event, and that happened when you were in a traumatic car accident. And I know that that experience really transformed you. And because of how things played out, it changed your life.
It did. It truly did. Like a complete 180 changed my life.
As anybody knows, we don't know what the future holds, but we can make changes in our lives to adapt and then grow through that event. And to me, it's super interesting when I look back at our experiences in life and I see the path that we've traveled and how much we've changed. So I wanted to ask you, Jennifer, how do you think your life would have been different had you not gone through this accident? Or what have you discovered about yourself because of it?
Great question. Well, you know, I was on the fast track in the corporate world when this transpired. I was working in the assisted living and independent retirement community industry, specializing in Alzheimer's disease. I had all of my ducks in a row, all of a plan. I knew, you know, how much money I was putting away in my 401k. I knew I would have money for a house at 30. I mean, I really had the plan, right? And what does God say? Make plans and laugh. Because he has a whole nother plan, which he did. And, you know, I think I can guesstimate if I had stayed on that path, which really I was butting up against at that time, having been in an executive position, it changes the dynamics of the industry, or at least it did for me. I was very pro-resident, pro-family, really a resident advocate. And not that you can't be that when you're an executive, but there are other things that come into play. There are budgets. There's all sorts of other responsibilities that pull you away from all the aspects that I loved about the industry. Mm-hmm. Had I continued down that road, I think I would have been very unhappy, probably married and divorced. I don't think it would have been wonderful.
Right.
However, you know, I do believe that if you don't get the message the first time, the universe will try to swing you around that rotary and take you off another exit and get you there. Right. So I still feel I would probably be somewhere near where I am. It just would have been a different route that caught me here and maybe not in that moment of with the car accident. So I think regardless, I was definitely destined for this path. It was just, is she going to get the message this day or are we going to try something different with her?
Right. And it's interesting that you did feel that conflict. And I can relate being in the funeral home industry and you're trying to help people, but the negativity, the grief, and all the emotion, it was just such a struggle because mm-hmm. you want to help, but it was also taking so much away from what you were trying to do. And it was all part of the job. So you couldn't separate it out.
Right. Right. You know, my ego, and I can say this now looking back, my ego wanted to be in charge. My ego wanted to be that leader. Now, what I knew was that I was very good at business and marketing and sales. And had I had just gone that route instead, it probably would have been a much better fit. But in my mind, with my ego, it was like, no, you've already done all this other stuff. You must go to the top. This is what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And so there were all sorts of conflicts going on. And even my mentor, who I had since I was about 15 years old, that's when I actually started in the industry, you know, she had cautioned me heavily And I did something that I always tell people now, do not do. Do not take a job for a location. Do not take it for the money. And I was extremely young. I was in my middle 20s and I did both of those things. You know, I took a job that it was taking me from Cape Cod to Colorado. It was at that time a very large sum of money that was very hard to turn down. Yet they still would have paid other people more, but they knew that they could get me.
Oh, man.
And so, and it was a competitor to the company that I was with. Mm. And, you know, I needed to spread my wings, and my company and I had talked about this. And the plan was go work for another company, get seasoned, experience something different. When you want to come back, you have your pick, which meant that I could go to like any state that I wanted in New England. And I thought, okay, that sounds like a good plan. I was ridiculously spoiled in an incredible community that in business that really took care of residents and took care of their families. And that's where that morality was set with me. Mm-hmm. And when I transferred to this new company, that was very different. And that was not at the forefront. So, but I didn't know that going in, right? I only knew what I knew. And so, yeah, it was quite the eye opener for sure.
At what point did you go through the car accident?
I was probably, I don't know if I had been out there quite a year yet with the new position because I was real still fairly new, but I had done a fair amount of work. So if it was a year or just coming up on a year, right around that point. And, you know, there again, it was at a point where I can remember sitting in my office, crying my eyes out, calling my mentor going, oh my gosh, like, what do I do? Like, I'm so unhappy. And, you know, it was kind of one of those things, well, like, you kind of got to buck up, like, let's just get through this and then we can figure out your next move. Mm-hmm. And so here I was asking for help to the universe, just not knowing at the time that's what I was doing. And, you know, you got to be careful how you ask for things, you know, and your words, you know, that will come back to you. And so, you know, the universe really conspired. And, as horrific as the accident was, it truly was one of the bigger blessings in my entire life.
Are you ready to lose inches, increase strength, and tone your body from head to toe? Are you ready for a total body, mind, and spirit transformation? I am excited to announce that I am launching my exclusive 8-week Pilates Return to Life training program. This will give you an opportunity to have a total body, mind, and spirit transformation of health and wellness to a new lifestyle. Imagine in 7 days you will feel a difference, in 14 days you will see a difference, and in 8 weeks you will have your new Pilates body. So what do you say? Want to join me on the mat? Head over to jenniferpilates.com today. Space is limited. Use a special promo code EW and the word special, EW special, to receive $200 off while space is available. Head on over to jenniferpilates.com and I'll see you on the mat.
And that's a hard pill to swallow.
Mm-hmm. For many years. Yeah. I mean, I was in and out of doctor's offices 8 hours a day. There was all soft tissue damage from the base of my skull down my spine. I had neurological issues going on. There were major head trauma. I mean, there was a lot. It was a lot. So I was out of work for quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So that sort of was a bit of a blessing. And then when I could go back, I could barely go back part-time because I couldn't handle just the 20-minute drive in the car. It was too painful. Being in Boulder, Colorado, which is where the accident transpired, at that time, back in 1997, you know, definitely the mecca of alternative care. And coming from Cape Cod, you know, I knew about the metaphysical world, but I didn't know everything that I was about to experience. And it was amazing, you know, right down to a doctor saying, you really need to do Pilates. Like, this is going to help your pain. Mm. And not only did it help my pain, I mean, it literally changed the direction of my life. It opened up, you know, my empathic and intuitive abilities. It brought so much happiness and joy to me and was helping me get out of pain and helping me get in my body. And I remember one of the doctors had said to me, along the way had said, you know, you don't live in your body. And I never understood in those moments what that meant. Mm-hmm. And it was only years later that I understood, I get it. Because, you know, when you look back over your life, you know, there was trauma coming up through childhood. I get it. I understand where my, you know, empathicness began, which generally begins with trauma in childhood. And so there was all of this going on, and there was just this culmination of a lovely thunderstorm that transpired with lightning and all this craziness, you know, the car accident,
right,
that brought everything to life. And so here I am, what a blessing to be able to experience all of this. And when I went back to work, the company itself was going public, and I knew it wasn't doing well. And so I had gone to my boss, who was like the regional director, and I said, you know, if you've got to let somebody go, let me go. So I was making a very adult decision in not exactly the most interesting mindset. For instance, when I was at work, there was a lot of things that I still wasn't capable of, but mm-hmm. no one noticed because I was always in with the Alzheimer's, to give you an
wow.
idea. So
yeah.
when I made that decision, it was almost like an out-of-body experience, because then I remember going to work one day and my boss was there and he was like, hey, you want to have lunch today? I'm like, yeah, totally. And then I see the HR person coming and I'm like, wait a minute, what's this all about? You would have thought that I had no idea what was coming. Honest to goodness, we went to lunch and they were like, well, you know, it's been really great. And, you know, they give you the spiel and they're like, you know, we're gonna let you lay you off. And here it was like, I never saw it coming. I was like, oh my God, what do you mean? What have I done? You know, it was hysterical, but yet, you know, cause there's your ego going, oh my God. But yet it was my heart that said, thank God.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It was learning on every level, on every cellular level in the body, that experience was.
And it's amazing how much the physical aspects of what we experience actually are connected to our minds. And that is something that anybody who's going through something right now, you need to pay attention to, because if you don't, I mean, things can go really awry if you're not in tune with what's going on with yourself. And I know it's easy to put the blinders on and just keep going and not pay attention to something. But like you were saying, that intuitive nature, when something's speaking to you, you do need to listen up. And it doesn't mean major life change like I've done. It just means start paying attention to what's going on around you and what feels good and what doesn't. What is it that's not really clicking with you right now?
Exactly. You know, and out of that, I remember I started painting, and I mm-hmm. hadn't painted since I was a child with my grandmother. We used to always do ceramics. That's when my entrepreneurship skills were really born. I was helping other small businesses get together, because again, the essence of me and my specialty is marketing mm-hmm. and branding and helping people. And so all of that came to life. I had all these small, I call them smaller jobs, meaning I was a hostess at an Italian restaurant and all my friends worked there. And I had never done something like that. So I learned all about Italian wines. And to this day, I love red wine and Italian food. And that was such an experience. I was a wedding coordinator at this incredible restaurant, throwing lavish parties and crying every weekend, you know, that, you know, living out every wedding dream any girl could ever want. So it was like there were all these wonderful experiences that I took along the road that I was able to help people with later in life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything, every moment, you know, whether you are waitressing right now or you're bartending or you're an executive, every moment and every person that you interact with, you can learn from. And I've learned that along the way, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, the most amazing moments, there's always a lesson and a blessing and a blessing yes. and a blessing. You know, it's all in how you look at it. And I try to remember that and work with my clients on that. And always, you know, when we're having those moments and those fits where maybe, you know, something isn't going quite right, you know, I encourage people to take a moment and take a breath and say, okay, why is this happening for me?
Right.
And the moment you can take that, those words and shift it and take your mindset and shift it, that's usually when your little aha moment, and you can see the light and the bit of a blessing in the situation, maybe a giggle if you're lucky enough, and go, okay, all right, I got this. And then you can move through it to get past it. because, you know, a lot of times in society, we're pretty programmed to, right, not want to deal with ickiness, right? Like just mm-hmm. get past it. And it's like, no, like if you can just go through it, it's a lot better, right? Like just get through it and get to the other side. If you avoid it, it's going to come back in a different right. way. And generally I have found, and I don't know if you found this, Lori, when I don't hear the message or I'm not getting the lesson, when it comes, each time it comes back, it's stronger and it's stronger until that frying pan is up inside your head and it's like, boom, did you get that message?
How about now?
mm-hmm, exactly. And you're like, oh, that's why that happened the last 12 times.
Yes. Yeah. It's scary. I think that's the part of life and transition and everything else and feeling those emotions of what you're going through is scary for people. And when you can take the opportunity, like you said, to go through it and actually experience it and not have to relive it multiple times until you do, it's saving you so much. It's just getting over the hump to actually do it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And 9 times out of 10, you know, there's this fear, or we think it's fear. And generally, it's excitement
mm-hmm.
that's underlying. But we get so anxious and we hold our breath, it turns into fear. So excitement is nothing more than fear with no breath. So you've got to breathe. And once you breathe and you can breathe through things, then you can sort of get the excitement. Like the other day, this is an example, a very basic one. I had a virtual doctor's appointment with a new doctor, and it was a big deal. It was a new heart doctor, and there's a whole, you know, big thing around this. And that morning I started to feel really anxious, and I thought, well, this is odd. This isn't like me. Like I'm actually rather excited to meet this new doctor. Like this is just a meet and greet. You know, this isn't a surgery. Mm-hmm. This is just a meet and greet. And the moment I sat down and I like talked to myself and went, we're okay. Like, this is actually exciting. It was like, oh, okay. I thought I was nervous. No, we're really excited. Oh, okay, great. Everyone's on the same team now. You know, sometimes you just got to talk to yourself mm-hmm. and go, it's not that bad. Like, what are you really feeling? And I just always find it's kind of like when you're in the airplane and oh my gosh, I have to say, I dread this. I'm not the best of flyers, but you know, a pilot will try to go above turbulence. He'll try to go below it. But ultimately he's basically saying, hang on for dear life. We're going through it. And he goes as fast as he can to get you through it. And sometimes that's what we have to do. We have to get through it.
Yeah, as long as we don't have to grab for the oxygen masks the floating devices, good.
We're really good then.
Well, and do you think that because we are geared for instant gratification, because we're always looking for something next, that mm-hmm. that we're not patient enough to get through these experiences? Do you think that, you know, you don't want to get through it, so you just want to numb it out and go over it and just get to the next thing?
Well, you know, there's a twofold to that, Lori. I think we're programmed. I think we've been programmed to have a drink, eat something, go shop it out, go spend your money. We've been programmed to embrace negativity more than sitting with our feelings and be okay with talking about your feelings and embracing that and embracing emotions. You know, especially I would say, I don't know if you've, you know, kind of seen this in society. I would say over like the last 15, 20 years, there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of negativity. And that's what people are thriving off of. They're mm-hmm. thriving off of people getting divorced, and you're reading about celebrities getting divorced. They're thriving off of television shows that, you know, are women yelling and screaming at each other. There's, you know, I'm not saying we have to go back to the Waltons, of which, hey, you know, I love the Waltons. but, you know, there were wholesome shows at mm-hmm. one point. There were happy shows. You know, I'm a Hallmark lover through and through. I like a good movie. I want a happy ending. I want the happiness. There's enough negativity hitting us literally every moment right now. I encourage people to find the happiness, whatever brings you happy. Again, you have to sit down and go, well, okay, Jennifer, eating brownies makes me happy. Does it really? What is it about the brownies that you think makes you, does that take you back to a memory of when you were a child and you were playing with grandma and you were, what, there? It's so deep, and right? It's this beautiful big onion that we need to pull back those layers. And when we can do that, I think it makes all the difference. And I do feel that there is a very smidgen, a very little salt granule out there that we are shifting. The world is shifting and people want to speak and they want to be heard and they don't want to argue. And, you know, they want to feel and they want to be heard, right? Ultimately, all we all want is to be heard and to be loved.
Right.
And if we can give one another those two things, I mean, honestly, we can heal the whole world. It doesn't take a lot. Pay attention to how you feel around people mm-hmm. and pay attention to how you feel after. And then you'll know where you belong and what feels right. And right now we're at this pivotal moment in society with people waking up and some people go, waking up to what? And waking up to your life,
mm-hmm.
waking up to love, waking up to really knowing that you have a neighbor. There are people that don't even know they have neighbors because of phones and social media and this, that, and the other thing. I mean, if you go back, statistics shows that right after the iPhones and the iPads and all that came out, and social media was in there too. I'm not saying it's not just an iPhone thing. It's a smartphone thing or anything smart, so to speak, is dumb. Even the people, the scientists that brought this out, their children weren't using any of this. It's an addictive platform. It's an addictive device. These platforms are made to keep you on them, to keep you distracted. And I encourage people to ask why. And then I want people to sit back and really take a step out of the movie that we're all, you know, that's going on and just sort of look and go, oh, I didn't see that before. Maybe that's what I'm being. What are you being distracted from? Because that's mm-hmm. all, you know, social media is. Now, can you use it for good? Absolutely. There's always light and dark. There's always good and bad. It's finding the balance. And that's what I always encourage with clients. It's finding the balance and knowing where you feel good. If you don't feel good on a platform, even if you have a business, then you don't be on that platform. It's not mm-hmm. going to bring you business. If you're not resonating with something. And that's okay. I want people to know that is okay. Completely okay. You're not supposed to love and like everything.
Right.
You're a unique individual. If you don't want to be a monkey and sing and dance with hats on Instagram, you don't have to do that. Because guess what? You don't work for Instagram. Go chat with your friends on Facebook. Like, you know, like, I, you know, it's funny, but sometimes, and again, this has been this cultural shift that we've had these last 20 years. People need permission to do everything. They need that validation. They need someone to go, oh, you mean it's okay if I don't do that? You know, we signed up to be here to live, to love, to explore, to have fun. And somewhere along the lines, everything that is best for every human being on this earth, which is all those things, to live, to love, and to have fun. You're supposed to hustle. You're supposed to work 80 hours a week. You are supposed to never take your vacation days. You are – all of that is the exact opposite of what you're supposed to be doing to live.
The evolution of a story and to see how things transpire, to see the growth that happens, the changes that are made in someone's life. I mean, if you told me 5 years ago, I'd be here right now on a boat recording a podcast with somebody remotely and having this conversation, I would have looked at you like you had three heads. And yet here we are. I just think it's so interesting to know that there's all these options out there to connect with people and to bring balance back into your life by making those connections. And that is something I wanted to talk to you about too, when you mentioned balance in your life, is what do you do to get that balance? What are the important parts to focus on when you feel out of whack and things are amiss and you feel stuck? What do you do?
Oh, I have a lovely toolbox, Lori. Let me open it for you and share. I mean, I really do. The toolbox has gotten very large and it's very fun, right? I should call it a tool chest or something, or the treasure chest. There's various things that I do. I really enjoy, and it's important for me to be grounded. And so that can be as simple as a walk in nature. That could be lying down to Reiki music and just rebalancing chakras and energy and just taking a time out. If you're an empath like I am and you're super duper sensitive, it could just be removing yourself and walking outside for a moment. Being in nature is so grounding and so clearing. Wherever you are, you can find a little bit of peace if you're willing to sit with yourself. And that's the big deal about all of that. Because we can have this big, beautiful toolbox, but really you've just got to want to be with you. Because all of those things are just helping to accentuate what's already within you. Because we all have in us the ability to calm and to be okay if we're willing to go there. So all these other things are fun tools, and it's beautiful to have crystals around, and it feels great to burn the sage, and, you know, walking barefoot, you know, in the earth is super important. You know, simple showering, huge thing. We can laugh about this. People are like, what do you mean, Jennifer? Of course I shower. Yeah, but do you shower with intent? Do you shower with intent every evening with going, oh God, thank you for rinsing off, you know, any negativity from today? And you're just releasing the energies from today.
Mm-hmm. Simple things.
It's truly simple things that, you know, but sometimes we don't know about them because people don't share them. I mean, it's taken me years to really develop what works for me. And that's why, I like to open up the chest for everyone, because someone may find two things out of what I said that go, oh, that really resonates with them. Mm-hmm. Someone may find one, and someone may go, oh my God, I do everything that she does. You mean I'm normal? You're normal. Keep doing it. Oh, and lots of water. I didn't even say that. Oh my gosh, water.
Oh yes.
Oh my gosh, water. Mm-hmm. So much water.
Yeah, water is very important, because mm-hmm. if you don't have enough water, it messes with your whole system. Mm-hmm. That mind, body, spirit thing is a real thing. And when something's out of whack, you can start seeing aspects of it in other parts of your life. And so doing those simple things to just kind of transition and baby step your way over to the modifications you want to see.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, mind, body, spirit for me is everything. And I know when I'm out of whack. I was out of whack earlier today, and I was, you know, the energies outside were, I'll just call them thick and soupy. And I was struggling, and I was like, oh my goodness. Oh, you know, what do? I drank some water. I got my sage going. I did a little meditation. I'm like, okay, clearing. Okay, good. You know, it makes all the difference in the world when everything can be aligned. And now nothing's ever going to be perfect, because we are actually here on earth. So it's not going to be perfect, but you want to feel good. And I love when everything is connected. I don't, you know, like to box off my body, mind, and spirit. That doesn't work for me. Everything is one big, happy, beautiful, loving little gushy piece. And it's great. You feel so good when everything is together, whether that's when you're doing yoga or whether you're doing Pilates or just walking is a meditation. You know, a lot of people freak when you say the word meditation. They're like, God, I got to sit here. And not necessarily. There's so many different variations, and I want people to find what works for them. Yeah. Through my walking, there's so much meditation that goes on. There's so many messages that come through. There's so much manifesting that transpires. It's always been my place. Some of my best business ideas have come when I've been on a treadmill. I don't really use a treadmill anymore. I go outside walking. So it has shifted. But back in the day when I was first starting, oh my goodness, it was igniting for me. It was amazing. Because you've got to have that balance. If you are solely just sitting here, say you have this business idea or you're worried about your relationship and that's all you're thinking about, what you're doing is you're actually strangling that energy. And what that energy needs to shift, to move, to flow is a release of the grip. So if you have angst in any situation, you can try this, whatever it is, shift your focus. Get up, go outside, move, do something different. Sit there, say five things that you are grateful for and mean it. Get up and literally move out of this space, and you will allow the energy to shift. When you release that tight grip, energy can flow. The universe can do its job. and miracles begin to happen.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But the
very
key,
inspiring.
Yeah, the key is that we forget, right? We, again, being programmed, and this isn't my fault, this isn't Lori's fault, this isn't your parents' fault, your grandparents. This is a society thing. We were very much programmed that you should go to work from 9 to 5, you should have your 401, your IRA, whatever that is, pay your taxes, you know, get old and die. That is not why we're here on earth. That's not what we're here for. That's not what we didn't sign up for that. You know, we signed up to be here to live, to love, to explore, to have fun. And somewhere along the lines, all everything that is best for every human being on this earth, which is all those things, to live, to love, and to have fun, you're supposed to hustle. You're supposed to work 80 hours a week. You are supposed to never take your vacation days. You are – all of that is the exact opposite of what you're supposed to be doing, to live and to be right in your body and to have fun. And when you are happy and you are having fun, the universe delivers magic. And so I encourage people, when you are having a moment, you've got to shift out of it. And I'm not saying it's easy, because it's not. And Lori knows it's not. Mm-mm. You know, it's tough. But if you can say, okay, I used to say, okay, I'm giving myself 90 seconds. I can just sit here and I can piss, moan and groan, say, yell, scream, do whatever I want for 90 seconds. I want to keep in mind, though, that when you're doing that, what you are saying, you are putting out into the universe. So watch yourself. But after those 90 seconds, then that I shift that immediately. And it has right to go into, okay, why is this happening for me? What am I learning from this? What do I need to do? You have to honor every feeling that you have, because it's all there for a reason. And again, a lot of us have been told, you know, don't cry, you'll be fine. No, cry it out. I love crying. It's a release. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's your letting go. And sometimes you don't even need to know what you're letting go. Just that, I mean, that happened to me the other night. I was watching it wasn't a Hallmark movie. It was an Up TV movie. I think that's what it's called. And it was similar to like A Notebook, which is a real tearjerker for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this movie was a tearjerker, but honestly, like, I was sobbing for 2 hours. I wasn't a sad sob, but I was sobbing. And I thought, okay, this isn't all me. Like, I don't know what's going on here, and I'm going to continue to release whatever I'm releasing. But I know this movie isn't this sad. Like, mm-hmm. It's sad. But so sometimes you just have to just go with it. And I did. And it ended up at the end of it, I figured out some of the stuff. And it was just old things that just wanted to come up and be acknowledged again. And I was like, okay, cool. All right, we had a good cry and a good movie. Time for good night dreams now. You know, so it's being okay, and it's not shutting the door, you know, when something's scary. And I know how hard that is, because I'm the first person to be like, oh no, Lori, I don't want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then we got to take a deep breath and go, okay, well, what if I crack the door and I look a little bit? All right, maybe I'll open it a little more. All right, let's open this and go for it, Lori. You know, and that's what you do. You give yourself time. I'll tell you, the Navy SEALs, they give themselves 120 seconds. So if someone's freaking out about the 90, go with the Navy SEALs, do 120 seconds. But here's their theory. Navy SEALs say you get 120 seconds to have your moment, whether you are happy or whether you are celebrating. Because their theory, and it's pretty relevant, is that even in the happy moments, right, if you ride that, you can ride that high for too long, and then you miss out on something else too.
Mm-hmm.
So they really nip it in the bud in both ways, and I find that to be very interesting too.
Very. Yeah, you're mm-hmm. right.
Yeah. So again, it's all back to
balance,
finding some sort of a balance, you know, and there's all that talk of, you can have it all, or some people say you can't have it all. And I don't know where you feel about all this, Lori. You know, I think you can have whatever you want. You might not get in the timing that you want it. You mm-hmm. might not get it the way you think you'd like to have it. But I do believe that everything is delivered to us at the right time, in mm-hmm. the right way, at the right place.
Absolutely, 100% on that. Because, you know, it's funny you mentioned the emotions that came with watching the movie. And last night, because the internet was being goofy, I thought, well, I'm just going to watch a DVD. So I was going through and everything is very consolidated on a boat. So, you know, you only have so much space. And I opened up the little zipper pouch of movies and in there was my wedding video. And I thought, I'm going to watch that. And it was so entertaining to see. And I could remember a lot of those aspects of what actually happened. But when it got to the vows and the sickness and health, I lost it. I lost it because you say that, but when it really happens, I mean, that was a tearjerker for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I have such goosebumps with you even speaking about that. I mean, absolutely. You know, people take those words very lightly. I think people take marriage very lightly these days. Again, there's so much of beautiful shifts coming in that I really feel that every word that people are going to be saying, you know, and speaking in the next year or so is going to be taken very different and going to be said very differently.
Yeah. And it really does. You have to pay attention to what you're doing. You have to pay attention to what you're saying and thinking. And I, you know, we could say it a million times and we know it and it's hard to do. Sometimes it's hard to catch yourself, but when you start seeing that pattern and things start following suit to what you're saying, then you need to make those changes.
Absolutely. Totally. 100%. I had a client that I was working with this past year, and she had all these different ailments that kept coming up. And one of my mentors is Louise Hay, and I love her. She has this book called Heal Thyself, and it's very tiny, and I encourage everyone to grab it if you can. Open it. Yeah, right? It lists all these ailments. It lists potentially like why they're popping up in your life and then affirmations so that you can release that. And what was interesting for this one client was over the years, no matter what it was between her toe, her knee, her hip, her shoulders, her head, her neck, the common theme was feeling insecure about moving forward in the future. And when you can put those themes together and then you can say, okay, what is it that I'm really worried about? And when I finally put all that together for the person and I said that, it was one sentence. It was one sentence. I'm afraid of where I'm going to be in 5 years. Well, okay. Well, honestly, first of all, let's take a look at the world right now. Yeah. I don't think we need to worry about 5 years from right now. I think we need to worry about this moment. Maybe tomorrow. But really this moment, let's not worry about 5 years, because I can promise you in another 3 months, we're not going to recognize where we are today. Right. So let's just be here now. God has always, or the universe or Dalai Lama or whomever you believe in, angels, God, you know, always provides and will always bring you through. May not be the way that we think or the way that we prefer. However, we have all made it this far. I know we're going to continue to make it further together.
Perfectly said. Thank you, Jennifer.
Oh, you're so welcome, Lori.
Thank you. I've gotten so much out of this conversation, so I hope everybody else has too. But it really does come down to doing some of the simplest things to make those shifts in your life. And, you know, I know how hard it is for people who have been challenged to an extreme amount that it's hard to see that there's anything positive left out there. And I can assure you that there is a reason for everything. And that's a hard thing to understand. But when you look for what is it that's going to come out of it, what ray of light will come out of this dark time, that's where you need to focus.
This is a spiritual war. And the light has stepped up, and the warriors that Lori is, that I am, that you are listening. And when I say warrior, your heart self, your heart centered, your love, that's your warrior. And you can go out today and smile at someone and change someone's whole world in that one moment. And if you can just do that, you're helping the whole world.
I appreciate you doing this today, Jennifer, with me and being here and sharing this really empowering talk. It really has a huge impact in what people are going through right now.
Thank you so much, Lori. I'm honored to be on your show. I'm so appreciative and grateful for everything that you're doing to bring light and inspiration and empowerment into this world. And we need so much more of you.
You know, Jennifer put it so well. Shifting your focus will allow the energy to shift. When you release that tight grip, energy can flow, the universe can do its job, and miracles begin to happen. Who doesn't need a miracle? As we all know, we don't know what the future holds, but we can make changes in our lives to adapt and then to grow through it. It is so interesting to look back at our experience and see the path we've traveled, how much we've changed. Check in with your mindset and find where you need to adjust and be grateful for that experience. You'll find your happiness in life through your own discovery of your truth. We get one chance at this life, but we can change it as many times as we need to feel alive and full in our human experience. A transformation that is wide open to you. Jennifer's website is jenniferpilates.com. Share the show with your friends and family. Find out more at sailingthroughlifepodcast.com. Stay anchored. Chat with you next time.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to Empowered Within with Jennifer Pilates. Your feedback is important. It helps me to connect with you and gives me insight into who you are and what you're enjoying about the show. For today's show notes and discount codes from today's sponsors, head over to jenniferpilates.com. Until next time, may you live an empowered life from within.